I'm at a house dance party on Kent Street, and it's a privilege to speak into Rolly Pemberton, aka Kent's Weapon of Edmonton, Alberta. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So it must be an exciting year for you because you're the Poet Laureate of Edmonton. How did that happen?
Well, a friend of mine, a local filmmaker by the name of Trevor Anderson, he nominated me for the position, and I was like, okay, what does that mean? And once I figured it out, I thought I would be appropriate for it. And then I went through a few trials with some city council people and some local poets, and yeah, they thought I'd be good for the job, and here we are.
That's pretty excellent.
Yeah.
So aside from being a rapper, how long have you been DJing?
I've been DJing since I was 17, so I guess that would make it like 6 years then.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, but yeah, I quite like DJing. Yeah. It's a very cathartic release for me.
So how's that compared to from your user work, from your rap, hip-hop style?
Completely different. I don't play any rap at all. Yeah. I play mainly disco house.
Not too bad.
Yeah. What's the sales pitch? There ain't no selling. I own the same house that I'm selling. Yelling. I'm
So who are your musical influences?
Afrika Bambaataa, Razz Kazz, Leonard Cohen, Neil Young, Bob Dylan, John Cale, Lou Reed.
It's pretty diverse.
Hallelujah.
So, which Canadian artists you had the privilege in collaborating with?
Which ones have I?
Yeah.
Buck 65, I've done a few things with, and quite a few. I mean, I do a lot of remixes for people. I recently did a remix for Think About Life out of Montreal. They're great.
I saw them last week.
Oh, awesome.
Last Saturday.
Yeah,
very
great.
Amazing.
And quite a few people, like definitely in the Edmonton scene, like shout it out. I've done a remix for them, and I rap on their most recent album, and I don't know. This is a broad question. Noah 23 out of Guelph. Yeah, most rap types I'm familiar with.
Pretty nice.
Yeah.
I remember you were a guest host on 6303 during the Christmas holidays.
Mm-hmm.
How was that like?
That was good, but I was really sick at the time. I had a really bad cold, and I did a bunch of things like back to back, you know, and, like a few hours, and had a show, and I was like, oh man, this is it was harder than I thought it would be, actually, being on the radio. But I quite liked it.
Was the experience from being a radio host different from your music career?
Definitely different. I mean, it is. It's equally as important about the delivery, I guess. That's the main thing that ties it together.
What places you got to travel for your music tour?
Earth. Everywhere. Yeah. I don't know. I've toured pretty extensively throughout Europe and Canada and North America. I haven't been to
Asia.
I haven't been to Asia at all yet. Or Australia. But that's the next thing I'm thinking.
Yeah. So what's the best venue you performed at?
I would probably say Fabric in London, England. Yeah. It was kind of a dream to play there, and I don't know, I think it's the like for club music, it's the top and music venue to go to. Like they have bass sensors in the ground that bring the bass back into your body, you know, it's like a weird physical response thing. It's pretty cool.
How about Fog Lounge?
Hmm?
How about Fog Lounge? Or you haven't been?
No.
So everyone says that's a good place in Canada.
Mm-hmm. School, new school, need to know this. Get your game up, you better keep focus. And so I t-
said that they were biters, chalking up lines from lawless.
I forgot the name of your music video, but I want to know, was it influenced from Donkey Kong and Super Mario?
Yeah, it wasn't really my idea. That was pissed at me, and I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you were still a video gamer?
Not as much anymore, but I mean, I got an Xbox 360 as a gift recently, and I was playing Street Fighter 4 quite a bit.
I'm always a Street Fighter fan, never played it. Yeah,
pretty fun. But I don't really have time.
So do you read graphic novels, comic books?
No, not at all. I never have.
Is that funny? So you're a poor laureate guy, and then you read other stuff?
No, I like reading books and stuff, though.
Okay. What do you think of Ottawa?
Ottawa is great. It reminds me a lot of Edmonton, actually, and I have a lot of friends here, so I thought it would be, you know, nice to come hang out with them for a bit.
So do you enjoy performing in Ottawa as well?
Yes, I do, quite a bit. I think Ottawa is a beautiful place, and I've had some of my hypest shows here, so, yeah.
This is a popular question when I ask bands or musicians, what's the best food you had in Ottawa?
Oh, I had a really good shawarma, chicken shawarma here. I believe it was at a place called Shawarma King, possibly. Yeah,
the bands of Aventura just keep saying shawarmas to me.
They're not everywhere. They're hard to find, honestly.
Yeah. Lastly, are you hooked on Twitter, MySpace, and Facebook?
I don't really use... I have a MySpace, but I don't really use it very much. I'm kind of tired of it. But yeah. I've gotten interested in Twitter quite a bit recently. Twitter's pretty interesting to me. It's interesting from, you know, a psychological perspective. Like why people would want to transmit things in that way. It's interesting.
So thank you for taking the time to do an interview. So hopefully enjoy your show.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Bye.
Yep.